We've been speaking a few times about the Chochmas HaMusar, meaning that we need sometimes a more realistic insight and understanding of how the human being really works. We usually see things when we look in the mirror. The mirror is not a clear reflection of what's going on inside, for sure. Maybe you see the outside, and usually that we see a little bit skewed also. We don't necessarily see it as other people see it or as the reality. We tend to see things the way we like to see them. But certainly when it comes to looking inside, it's very difficult to understand what's really going on, the nature of our midas, the nature of our feelings and different emotions, because of the fact that we're nogeh b'dover, and we sometimes tend to play it down, sometimes tend to exaggerate it, and we need guidance in the Chochmas HaMusar to understand exactly what the human being really looks like. And even though when we talk about the Ovois, we talk about the Shivtei Kor, we're talking about human beings who are light years above us and beyond us in their gadlus, in their purity, in their tzidkus, in their shleimus. But if the Torah gives us the lesson, then it means that on some level the human nature is similar. And if we water it down to who we are, we can get some insight into what's going on inside of ourselves. So I think this interesting insight here in the Ralbag, where when Yosef finally is confronting his brothers and revealing who he is, and he tells them not to be so sad and to be angry at themselves, he says that you sold me here, that you did such a thing, because everything turned out for the good. This was in order to sustain not only Mitzrayim, but to sustain you when you come down now to get food. And everything is all part of a master plan, which was all for the good. So the Ralbag says, HaToeles HaShlishi Hu B'Midas. We learn from here, HaToeles in Midas. That what? Husheroi L'Sholem She'Yimcho L'Mi She'Gmolohu G'Molei Gomolau Ra. It's appropriate for the person who's a sholem, who's capable of doing, who's doing, wants to do, who does what's right, to forgive somebody who bestowed upon him evil. Even though he has the capability to take revenge from him. So this in itself seems a bit strange. Okay? You should be a moichel someone. I understand that. That's the appropriate thing. But what's this? Because of the fact that I have the ability to take nekoma, so therefore, it's like there's a midah that you're learning that you should be moichel, even though you have, it should be moichel, finished. What's this afal pi? What additional dimension of this, the need to be moichel is being expressed here? And I think it seems that afal pi sheyesh le'el yodo lakachas nikmosu mimenu really is an indication of how difficult it is to be moichel. Moichel, okay, mocholoch. We say, okay, I'm moichel you, hareini moichel. We make a speech, we say it at night before we go to sleep at night, but it's words. The difficulty of being moichel is such that the best shot at Mechila is where I really can't do anything to take revenge anyway. I can't hurt you anyway. What am I going to do? It's fafal. It's done already. There's nothing I can do. I'll be angry at you. It's not going to accomplish. Oh, but if I have the ability for the sweetness of revenge, that's a different nesoyin. I could take revenge. I could fix your wagon. I could really take care of you. Oh, then already Mechila becomes a very difficult avodah. And the midah that we learn from Yosef is even though he was in a position to take a revenge, the sweetest of revenge, he could have done anything to them. He was the shalit, and they were completely at his mercy. Afal pi kein, Yemoichel. That's already. That's the way Mechila is supposed to be. There's a nisoyan in Mechila to be Moichel when a person thinks that he could take revenge, because revenge is really fighting the willingness and the shleimus afilu, the odom ha-sholem. But to be Moichel, even for Yosef, it was a nisoyan. He used his shleimus to be able to put aside the opportunity to take revenge, which was so tempting, and just to be able to be mechil. So that's mechlal. We shouldn't think that mechila is such an easy avoida. That's one point. Haloi tira. But now he's going to prove where we see this midah from. She Yosef hasholem. Yosef the Sholem, lo yidai shemochal le'ochiv, le'echov, zehora haniflo asher gmalohu. He says it's not enough that he was moichel his brothers, this wondrous evil, this terrible evil that they did to him. Aval hirtze oisum upiyasum, he was mefayis them, he calmed them down, bedvorim levair lehem, shehem lo yidlo gmalohu. No, you know something? You didn't even do it. You didn't do anything evil. This was all a sibah from Hashem to make this happen like this day. To make a great nation and you and everybody else, to have them having a chiyus and mezoinus and to save them with everything that he did in Mitzrayim. V'lezeh omar lohem avato al te'otzvu v'alyicha b'eineichem ki mechart mesihenu. Yeah, and that's what he said to them when he told them, "Al teotzvu, and don't be angry, don't be sad, because you sold me, because it was all a michya, it's shlochani elukim, and so forth." Now, question is, he wants to bring a raya that it's roy limchol. So he brings a raya that's roy limchol. Yosef was moichel his brothers. L'chora, that's the raya. And it's taka difficult to be moichel, even though he was le'el yodoy, he could have hurt them. But no, you see, overpower this desire that even an odom ha'sholei might have for revenge. And once you, if you can't take revenge, it's easier to be moichel. But when a person is in a position of revenge, it's very difficult. Even so, he should be moichel. And we see this from Yosef, he was moichel them. But then it goes into a whole speech. Not only was he moichel them, but he was mefayis them bidvorim, and he showed them that really they didn't do any evil. Now, is that part of the raya that you have to be moichel? L'chayra, that's something else. Stam, he's a nice guy. He said, hey guys, you know, I want to, or maybe he was giving them a hashkofa lesson. He's giving them a musa shmuz. He's telling them, you should know, you can't do anything in this world. Everything is from Hashem. You really didn't do anything. You were only the agents to unfold the divine plan, and this was a good thing, and kol ma'adov rachmol letav of it. And he gave him a whole musa shmuz. L'chayra, the Ralbag is bringing a raya, kedarkoi, to a midah. The midah is sheroi l'sholem sheyimchol. A person has to be moichel, and the raya is not just from the seeming implied mechila, but from the pius and the explanation that in reality you didn't do anything wrong. It seems that that's part of this expression of mechila. Then it would seem to me from here, and you know, we could discuss the other possibilities, but it would seem to me from here that the pshat is like this, that mechila is a very difficult thing, especially for one who had the option of taking revenge. And in order to be mechil, it's not enough, I say I'm mechil, I'll speak nicely to you, I won't take revenge on you, but I have to be able for you, and I guess for myself as well, but I guess he knew it. But I have to be able to create a matzav where it's as if you didn't do anything wrong. You know something? You really didn't do anything wrong. My mechila is not just, I'm forgiving you. First of all, b'chlal, I don't know who's the meichel avoinus. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the meichel avoinus. What do you mean, you're meichel? What are you doing? What you're really doing is saying is there is no wrong. You're obliterating the wrong. The wrong is non-existent because I'll show you. What do you think, you did something to me? And the emes is, in most situations where somebody hurts me, there's a very simple, this formula is also applicable, not as dramatically, but I said, you know, so you hurt me? If I wasn't supposed to be hurt, you wouldn't be able to hurt me. So in reality, all you, what was the agent? Yeah, you had this rotzin that you wanted to hurt me. You chose to pick up that shlichus min hashamayim, but you really didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. First of all, the hurt was good because I was supposed to get hurt. And second of all, it's all from Hashem. So it seems that unless a person conveys that message, he has to obliterate the chet. Mechila is so difficult that it's not considered that I was meichel someone, especially in the difficult situation where I could have done otherwise. I don't know how it plays out if he couldn't have done anything. It's mashmei says afal pi. In other words, the same thing would apply even without it, but I'm not sure. But what it means is that that part of the mechila is I have to remove the chet. That's what mechila is. Mechila is just like in money. Part of the mechila is you got to pay back. If you're not meshiv the gzela, if you're not misakein the thing that was done, the avla that was done, that's not a bakoshes mechila. That's not a tshuva. That's not anything because tevel v'sheretz biyodoy. So the same thing. He has to when I'm meichel someone, I have to obliterate the chet. I have to come and it seems that not only do I have to obliterate it in my heart, and I'm not even sure that that's the crucial ingredient, but I have to obliterate it in his heart. I have to make it, I have to convince, no, there was no chet. The chet is gone. I removed it. Lamaisa, in the Torah it says that Erev Yom Kippur, the inyan of asking mechila, is that there should be sholem bein Yisroel. Because if there's sholem bein Yisroel, then the sotan won't be mekatrig on Yom Kippur. And that's why the minig is to be mevakish mechila dafka on Erev Yom Kippur. So there should be sholem. Seems that the bakoshes mechila, because the loshen of the chazal is ad shiyer ratze es chaveroi, has to appease him. He has to remove that friction that exists between them. So it seems that that part of the process of mechila is not only just amoichel, okay, I'll forgive you, okay, I won't hold it against you, okay, I won't take revenge, okay, let's be friends. But I have to uproot, just like tshuva is akiras harotzoin, akiras hamais, I have to uproot it. I have to say, no, there was no chet, there was nothing here. What do you mean? This lemichya sholachani, it was good, you really did good to me. And unless I do that, it seems that it's not really the accomplishment of mechila. Because, what do you mean? Like, okay, you forgave me, but in reality, the chet still exists. So I still feel like I was, like I hurt you. Maybe you also feel that way. Maybe unless you convince me, then you yourself would, are only convinced completely once you know that I'm convinced. That could be. But there has to reach at some level that that removal of the chet that happened. If there isn't that removal, then that's not a real mechila because something is still hanging in there. It's still, yeah, well, I forgave you for hurting me. No. To really forgive you for hurting me, I have to get rid of the event. You didn't hurt me. That seems to be part of the bakoshes mechila. I think that that's, if that's true, then it has a lot of very significant ramifications. One is that sometimes when it comes to when we may have hurt someone, so we think, okay, you know, we're friends anyway, we managed to get over it. Getting over it may not be enough. Getting over it is the, I forget about it, I'll overlook it. It's not about overlooking. It has to be uprooted. And if it's not uprooted, it stays there to haunt it. It can still haunt the relationship. It's only when I come to the realization that, no, fakir, you did me a oh, thank you. Maybe with the mechila should come a yashir koyach. Thank you for doing good for me. Thank you for being so kind to me. Thank you for helping me. That's maybe a little exaggerated, but it's that idea. Otherwise, it's not. And vice versa, otherwise, it's not going to create that sholem that's needed. And third of all, if there's an avla in a person who's not meichel, because we know that when a person, somebody asks mechila, and we're not really meichel, that's considered a very serious thing, and all kinds of things that how he's supposed to ask mechila, you shouldn't be nachzori milimchol, then we have to realize that it's not enough, I just said the words. If I really want to be mekayim, or I really say every day, I'm meichel everyone, or whenever a person says that, so a person has to really think, not only am I meichel, it requires a hashkofa, it requires an emuna, it requires an understanding and appreciation that everything is from Hashem, that nobody can hurt me, and all of these values and all of these insights seem to be part of the process of mechila, and unless they were incorporated into the mechila, it might very well be that we really didn't accomplish and we really didn't perform that which we think we're doing in saying that I'm meichel.